USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence downgraded to a Category 1 storm, but still threatening the lives of over 10 million people, preparing to make landfall with a lot of storm surge and hurricane-force winds, as well as huge amounts of rain expected to be measured in feet before it's all over. Forecasters say Florence could pour the equivalent of 8 months of rain across North Carolina over the next 3 days. North of Boston, fires and dozens of explosions reported at homes and businesses. Apparently an overpressurized gas line may be to blame. North Andover town manager Andrew Mailer.
We do not yet have a timeline. People should expect this is going to be a while before they're going to be able to return to their home.
Authorities say some people were injured, but they haven't released specific figures. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump's former campaign chief Paul Manafort reportedly has reached a plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller. Reports are the deal will be announced in court today. It's not yet known whether Manafort will be cooperating with investigators as part of it. Elizabeth Smart says she is shocked to hear that one of her abusers is about to be released from prison. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Elizabeth Smart pleaded Thursday with authorities in Utah to reconsider releasing one of her kidnappers, 64-year-old Wanda Barzi.
Do I believe that she is dangerous? Yes, but not just to me. I believe that she is a danger and a threat to any vulnerable person in our community, which is why our community should be worried.
Smart was held captive for 9 months in 2002 when she was just 14 and repeatedly raped by Barzi's husband, Brian David Mitchell.
Interstate 5 in Northern California is open again after the Delta fire again forced a brief shutdown yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Cynthia Nixon conceding the nomination to Governor Andrew Cuomo following New York's Democratic primary yesterday. Speaking at her campaign's election night headquarters, Nixon said she pushed Governor Cuomo to the left on issues like marijuana while holding him accountable for broken subways. Nixon, the actress known for her role on Sex and the City, also poked fun at Cuomo's having spent millions on TV ads, saying he didn't underestimate her campaign, as evidenced by his spending. SpaceX is planning to send someone on a trip around the moon on the company's huge new Big Falcon rocket. The company says it will reveal who their first customer will be and why on Monday. It's still unclear when exactly the trip around the moon is going to happen. Last year, CEO Elon Musk said the BFR is essentially a combination of a rocket and a spaceship designed to send humans to the moon as well as maybe Mars. And the world's richest man is donating $2 billion with a B dollars to help homeless families and also to create non-profit preschools. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos announcing he and his wife are launching the Bezos Day One Fund. Bezos, the world's richest man with a personal fortune of over $163.8 billion at last check. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.